Hello, my name is Cesar Rosales.
My name is Natalia Arjon. Welcome to Changing the Narrative Pacoima.
Boxing is a popular sport in Pacoima because of all the fights people be getting into.
My friend Cesar here is a boxer. He talks about it all the time, so I wanted to know more about it, maybe from somebody not just Cesar.
So I called on my friend Alejandro Morales to back me up. Our tech director, Savannah Briones, recorded our interview.
Hello, I'm Cesar Rosales.
I'm Natalia Arjon.
And today we're going to be interviewing Alejandro Morales.
Hey, I'm Alejandro Morales. I'm a young boxer from Pacoima.
Okay, Alejandro, thanks for being here. What got you into boxing?
The inspiration of my dad. He used to box when he was little, so he just carried it on to me.
At what age did you start?
Started around the age of 4.
How many fights do you have? I know you're amateur, not pro yet, but you want to be a pro soon, right?
Yeah, I want to be a pro. But my record is 20-2.
Who are your boxing mentors?
My boxing mentors would probably be Mike Tyson, Ryan Garcia, and Canelo Alvarez.
Those are some famous boxers. You hope to be like them one day?
Yes, indeed.
Even better, huh?
Yeah.
If you could fight anybody, like any pro boxer right now, if you could grow up and fight them, who would you want to fight?
Canelo Alvarez.
Do you want to be a professional boxer or are you just doing this for fun?
I hope to be a professional boxer.
Okay, so if you were a pro boxer, which I believe you will one day, I have faith in you, and you know how boxers, they have, you know, the song they walk out onto the ring with, what would be your song of choice?
I really don't know. That's a tough question, but I'll probably choose something that represents me and my people.
Well, it's very inspiring.
How do you feel when you are boxing?
I feel a rush of energy and I feel excited and great.
How does boxing make you feel as a person?
Makes me feel as a strong individual and I feel like I can inspire many people.
Why is boxing popular in Pacoima and even Latino culture?
I think it's very popular because I think it's a great sport here and it teaches people hard work and dedication.
What don't people understand about boxing?
People don't understand that it's not an easy sport. You have to actually train yourself to not get hurt when you get hit.
Okay, so before we came here and interviewed you, we did a bit of research and we watched boxing fights and stuff. And we've seen boxers, when they box, they tend to make a noise. Do you know what that noise is? And can you show us an example?
The noise is basically just, it's really helpful. It lets out air, so when you punch, you could feel more control and hit more harder. And I'll give you an example right now. Hold up.
Nish!
Okay, Alejandro, so you have 22 amateur fights, 2 losses. I mean, it happens. I'm sure you didn't lose by KO, but of those 22 fights, who do you think was your hardest competition that you passed, not that you lost?
I have had many tough opponents. One of the opponents that I remember clearly was, his name was Edward Cueva, coming out of Pacoima City Hall.
Out of your 20 wins, how many of them were won by KO?
Out of my 20 wins, I have 16 KOs.
Alejandro, so once you've retired from your career and you've done with all of your bouts, what do you plan on doing? Do you think about maybe becoming a trainer and doing that?
Yes, indeed. Once I retire, I hopefully want to train other future prodigies just like myself.
If you weren't doing boxing right now, which sport would you be doing or what would you be doing?
I would probably be playing soccer because before I started boxing, I would play soccer a lot when I was little.
So boxing, it's a very tough physical and mental sport. How many times a week do you train?
I train 6 days a week and I have a strict diet. My diet's really strong to maintain, but at the end it pays off.
On your off day, what do you usually like to do?
I usually try to rest as much as possible to get to the next week of training, and I like to spend time with my family, and I like to play video games with the boys.
Since you practice 6 days a week, how do you find time to fit in your schoolwork?
I usually, as soon as I get home from school, I usually do my homework and then eat, and then I go to the gym 5 to 9, and then as soon as I get home, I eat and shower, and then I try to finish the rest of my homework, and then rest.
Out of your 22 fights, I know you've lost twice. That's unfortunate, but were those from knockout?
Thankfully, no, but both of my losses have come from the judges' scorecard. But I have been punched pretty hard.
When you get punched in the head by those very hard punches, how does it really feel?
It just feels like a rat on your head and a shake, and you just see, like, and everything really happens. It's just like it pauses for a little bit in your mind.
For any of our young viewers that might be listening and want to join boxing, what is some advice you can give them?
I think boxing is a really great sport, and you have to train yourself mentally and physically to not get hurt. Boxing is not for everyone, though, but if you do want to try it out and have fun, just be prepared to do the work.
Okay, Alejandro, thank you for being here and taking the time out of your day to give us a little interview. Our viewers appreciate it, and good luck in your future with boxing.
Yeah, it's been great here with you too. This is Natalia Arjon, and thanks to Savannah for being our mic holder.
I want to thank Natalie, Caesar, and Savannah for the time, and thank you.
Thanks to Alejandro for talking with us, and we also want to give a shout out to Jeopardy Boxing Gym for training this pro boxer who came to visit us today.
That's it. I'm Natalia Arjon.
And Caesar.
Again, we want to thank our tech director, Savannah Briones, for recording us today. Changing the Narrative Pacoima is a collaboration between ConnectoPod and Bonic Century Learning Center.
Changing the Narrative Pacoima is made possible by a generous grant from the California Arts Council, a state agency.
Go to arts.ca.gov to learn more.
Thank you for listening. She speaks.